And now, today's episode of The Galactically Incapable.
Hello and welcome to The Galactically Incapable podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Thompson. Most of us are aware there's a huge difference between a legitimate reason and a bullshit excuse. Today's story is going to deal in the latter. Without further ado, episode 4. So I was conducting traffic enforcement one day, a couple of years back, and I pull over this vehicle, I go up to the window, I introduce myself. Hey, I'm Deputy Thompson with... Can I see your license, registration, proof of insurance? Oh, sure, why did you pull me over? 25 miles per hour over the speed limit, sir. You're going 45 and a 20. Oh, sure, no problem, let me get those things. So, once I told this individual why I pulled them over, they started giving me excuses as to why they were going so fast. Well, this isn't untypical, so I hear what this particular individual has to say. And typically, one of two things is going to happen on a traffic stop. You're either completely unaware of the violation that occurred, or you're far more interested in creating excuses than you are taking accountability for your role in the violation. Well, this one was definitely the latter. So this guy gives me his first excuse, then he gives me his second, then his third, then his fourth, then his fifth. And the further he went down this train of excuses that I think he was just fabricating on the fly, the less each excuse had to do with the one that came before it. So I quickly realized this guy is either completely incapable or completely unwilling to take ownership of his responsibility, which created the traffic stop to begin with. So I gather his documents, I run him for warrants, he's clear, there's no other issues. So I prepare his citation, I go back up to the window, I explain to him his citation, but I was also just curious enough about this person that I said this. Sir, I'm just curious, what do you do for a living? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Oh, no, it's cool, I do... I said, okay, well, that's cool, that sounds pretty interesting. Have you ever considered getting a part-time job writing excuse cards for Hallmark? And he looked at me and he didn't know what to say. It's like he didn't understand what I was asking him. So my whole thing with traffic enforcement is I'm much more interested in educating people and behavior modification than just giving everyone a citation. And if people choose to be open to what I have to say in terms of public safety being everyone's responsibility, especially when we're operating vehicles on a public roadway, I'm cool to just leave it at that. And I generally won't issue a citation. But when you become far more interested in excuses than solutions, not only am I going to issue a citation, most likely, but I'm probably going to try and have a little fun with you in the process. So this guy definitely got his citation, and he was probably laying in bed later that night going, oh, Mark, what does this have to do with a traffic stop? What? I don't work for Hallmark. I don't know. Pure speculation. But yeah, I thought he could definitely benefit and maybe monetize this skill set he has of generating numerous excuses that he seemed to be able to create instantaneously. So remember, there's a huge difference between a legitimate reason and a terrible excuse, especially when those excuses are rapid fire and have nothing to do with anything. When we become far more interested in excuses than solutions, it's impossible for us to grow. We can't grow spiritually, physically, or intellectually until we start being accountable for our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let's be completely real. When we know we're about to give an excuse that is completely untrue, we know it. Don't allow yourself to be that person. Humble yourself, be honest, be accountable, and allow whatever situation this pertains to be an opportunity for growth. Be good, and we'll see you on the next one.